In today's news wrap, we at Money Control bring you the top newsmakers so far. Let's get started. Shares of Mankind Pharma made a roaring debut on the bourses today with a scrip listing at Rs. 1300 on the NSE and the BSE, a 20% premium to the issue price of Rs. 1080 a share. The price band for the biggest initial public offering of 2023 so far was Rs. 1026 to Rs. 1080 a share. Post the stellar debut, brokerage firm Macquarie Research gave Mankind Pharma an outperform rating with a target price of Rs. 1400 per share, indicating a potential upside of 29.6% from its issue price. The pharma company offers pharmaceuticals as well as several consumer healthcare products. The IPO, which was subscribed over 15 times, received a robust response from qualified institutional investors and also received a good response in the anchor round. In another development for the cash-strapped airline, GoFirst has said that it had stopped taking bookings before the Directorate General of Civil Aviation on May 8 asked the airline to stop selling any more tickets. Quote, "To reduce the inconvenience to the passengers, we had already stopped taking bookings before the DGCA issued the notice. GoFirst is taking all possible measures to reduce passenger inconvenience." Unquote, the airline had said in a notice. The airline had also said that it will respond to the DGCA show cause notice, questioning why its license should not be cancelled in view of its failure to operate flights. The DGCA has given GoFirst time till May 24 to respond, after which a decision will be taken by the regulator on GoFirst's air operator certificate. It had on May 7 stopped the sale of tickets on its website and also on online travel platforms like Make My Trip, Yatra, etc. In an interview to Money Control, Chief of the Open Network for Digital Commerce, or ONDC, T. Koshi, said that although large discounts propelled ONDC's daily retail orders to jump 2.5 times to touch 25,000 over the weekend, he is of the view that discounting is just a short-term strategy to jumpstart transactions and the network has to succeed on its own merits in the long run. He believes that participants agree with ONDC's philosophy and it should be nurtured in a sustainable network building on cost economics resulting from specialization and innovation and driven by competition and fair practices and not based on unhealthy price discounting building walled gardens. ONDC has been growing at a fast pace over the past few weeks as daily retail orders, which include the food and beverage and grocery segments, have jumped more than 100 times from February. Moving forward, credit rating agency Fitch Ratings has affirmed India's long-term foreign currency issuer default rating at BBB, with a stable outlook on the back of robust growth outlook and resilient external finances. It has forecast India to be one of the fastest-growing Fitch-rated sovereigns globally at 6% in the fiscal year ending March 2024. The report also stated that headwinds from elevated inflation, high interest rates, and subdued global demand, along with fading pandemic-induced pent-up demand, will slow growth from our financial year 23 estimate of 7% before rebounding to 6.7% by financial year 25. In another news, LinkedIn has become the latest tech company to cut jobs. The Microsoft-owned social media network announced it would slash 716 roles and also phase out its local jobs app in China. LinkedIn, which has 20,000 employees, has grown revenue each quarter during the last year, but it joins other major technology companies, including its parent, in laying off workers amid a weakening global economic outlook. In a company-wide email, CEO Ryan Roslansky wrote, quote, "As we guide LinkedIn through this rapidly changing landscape, we are making changes to our global business organization and our China strategy that will result in a reduction of roles for 716 employees," unquote. Roslansky said the move to cut roles in its sales, operations, and support teams was aimed at streamlining the company's operations and would remove layers to help make quicker decisions. To stay updated on what unfolds in the job sector amid mass layoffs, keep listening to the Daily News Wrap podcast only on Money Control and do send in your feedback. That's all from us in today's news wrap. For further details, head to www.moneycontrol.com and download the Money Control app.